Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Tes. And we are on Ches Amud Beis. We have a Gemara today that comes up only in two places in Shas. We'll get to how long the world is supposed to be. We had it in Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah. And we have a couple of other math issues that come up on today's daf. But we are still on Ches Amud Beis. Let's go again to the bottom. So the Gemara is calculating when the Romans came to power. And just one note, there is a major discussion in the contemporary Svarim, how to exactly put together the calculations that are brought here in Chazal and the calculations that are brought in history books, exactly how to put them together. We're not going to get so much into that, but feel free. There are many mafarshim that discuss that, figuring out exactly based on the different calendars and the different way of counting. There are ways to get it together, whether it's off by a year or 2 years or whatever it is. One is able to put it together, but that's not what we're going to do right now. We're going to just focus on what it says in the Gemara. So the Gemara says that in the Daf yesterday that there was a time that the Romans and the Jews came together to be able to defeat the Greeks, and then the Gemara says 180 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash, that is when Pashta Malchus Harish al Yisrael. That is when the Malchus Harisha spread its tentacles and became the Roman and became Rome that was subjugating the Jews, and of course that went for hundreds of years after the Churban Habayis. So that says 180. That's the key number for us. So the Gemara says, again, the last couple of skinny lines on Ches Amud Beis, 180 years before the Churban was when Rome took over. 80 years before the Churban, that's when Chazal started making Takanos. 40 years before the Churban, that is when the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGazis and went to be in Chanus. Chanus is either somewhere else in Har HaBayis, somewhere else in Yerushalayim. Different day is what exactly Chanus is. Rashi here says Makom Bahar HaBayis, a place in Har HaBayis. But either way, Lamai Helkasa, so why did the Sanhedrin leave the Lishkas HaGazis? So the Gemara says, because they weren't judging Dine Knossos. Right, Rashi quotes, Ones, Mefate, Shloshim Shalevet, all of the Dine Knossos, they weren't sitting in Lishkas HaGazis, they didn't judge Dine Knossos, so let's continue. Says the Gemara, Dine Knossos Al Gadayda, is that really true? Already 40 years before the Churban, they stopped judging Dine Knossos, but from the following story, it's clear that Dine Knossos were judged and kept even years after the Churban. V'yam Rav Yehuda Marav, Baram Zachar Oso Ha'ish Latov. Let's remember the following amazing rabbi, Latov, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Shmo. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba was his name. This Gemara also appears two places in Shas, here and in Sanhedrin. Shel Malehu Nishtachu Dinekrasas B'Yisrael. Were not for him, Dinekrasas would have been forgotten in Israel. Says the Gemara, forgotten? Nishtachu Ligrasinu. What do you mean forgotten? So you'll remember them, you'll learn them again. So what do you mean if without him it would have been forgotten? They would have learned it again. Ella, rather, but Lu Dinekrasas B'Yisrael. Without him, the Dinekrasas would have been Mevutal, because without him, Smicha would have been knocked out, and without Smuchin, you can't judge Knossos, and that is why we have to remember him Latov, because he was the one that saved the status of Smicha, and therefore thereby Dine Knossos. And this whole story is going to prove that he lived after the Churban Habayis. So therefore you see, Dine Knossos was not Mevutal 40 years before the Churban. So we're going to have to give a different shot of why the Sanhedrin moved 40 years before. So what's the story? If you remember this from Sanhedrin, Shigazra Machaz Arisha Gzera, the Roman government made a gzeira. Kol asomech yeharig. Whoever gives smicha is going to be killed. V'chol anisvach yeharig. Whoever gets smicha is going to be killed. V'ir shesomchem batei harev. And the city in which smicha is given will be destroyed. V'tchum shesomchem ba yeyaker. And even the tchumen outside the city, the whole area will be razed and will be destroyed. So they attack specifically smicha. Ma'asa, why dafka smicha? It doesn't even say that they attacked Talmud Torah. They did. I mean, Rabbi Akiva, right? That was also part of the Romans. But this emphasis, they also attacked, let's say, smicha, because they knew, well, let's keep that in mind. And then we'll answer that soon. Ma'asa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Halak, what did he do? Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Halak v'yashav bein shnei harim gedolim. He went to sit in between two large mountains. So bein shnei ayaras gedolos. Between two big cities. Bein shbeiz, tchumei shabbos, bein usha, l'shafra'am. Between two tchumei shabbos, between usha and shafra'am. Right, those were two of the places that Sanhedrin went after the Churban. So if you remember, they went to 10 places. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah lists off the 10 places that the Sanhedrin went to. The last one, as we have mentioned, being Tveria, but they were all, after Yavne, they were all mostly up north. V'samach sham chamisha zakenim, and he went in between, in the middle of nowhere, basically, so that no city and no tchum could be blamed. He went in the middle of nowhere, and he gave smicha to 5 zakenim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar ben Shamua, Reb Avia, Moshe, Avraham Nechemia. So these rabbis, see, he gave smicha. Kivan shehikiru b'hem oivim. Once the enemy, they heard about it, word got out that there was this was being done. Amar lam banai rutsu. He says to his students, run. Amru lo, Rebbe. V'yata matei alecha. What about you? What are you going to do? Amar lam, he says, I can't make it. Hareini muta lefneihem ke'evin she'en lahofchen. I am in front of you like a stone that cannot be turned over. I can't move. I'm too old. I'm not going to make it. And I'm going to slow you down. Just run. Amru lo zazim misham. So the students ran, and the Rebbe was killed. Lo zazim misham ad she'no'atsu legufo gimel meos lul ni'os. According to our Gersa, lul ni'os. Right on the Sanhedrin is lunvios. Either way, it was spears. Shel barzel vasul gufo kichvara. Right, he was killed. But either way, you only see from there that dina krasos took place after the Churban Habayis. So that can't be what the reason. That can be the reason why, or the explanation that the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGazis 40 years before. So the Gemara is going to go into. Let's just say the answer. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak lo tima dina krasos el shlo dona dina nefashos. Dina nefashos stop. We'll get to that. Soon. But first, let's go back. Right, we mentioned back in Sanhedrin also, is smicha one of the big three? Yehari v'al-yavar. Right, we know. Gilei Arayis, Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim. And yet here, Reb Yehuda ben Baba gave his life for smicha. So is this just because it's one of the examples of it's Shas Hashmad, and therefore you have to give your life for everything, even how you tie your shoes. So is this how we understand the Gemara? Maybe. Shas Hashmad, then everything is Yehari v'al-yavar. Or maybe not. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the way he formulates it, wasn't he basically killing himself by doing this? And Rav Soloveitchik says exactly the opposite. No, he was giving himself eternal life. That's what he was doing through smicha. Because smicha and the Rebbe transferring authority and knowledge and power to a student gives the Rebbe eternal life. Sifsofsav dobavos bekever, right? If he doesn't teach anything, if he just learns by himself, so then when he dies, his Torah dies with him. But if somebody teaches and somebody appoints as ma mitalmidim harbe, then the Rebbe lives on through the Talmidim. And therefore, that is what he was doing. He was doing just the opposite than we would have thought. He wasn't killing himself, but he was giving himself eternal life. The Ben Yehoyada on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, not here. Here he refers to what he says in Sanhedrin. He says, why did Dafka attack smicha? Right, related to what we just said. Right? Why not only just should have left it at Talmud Torah? Because Talmud Torah, you could learn here, it's very hard to eradicate Talmud Torah. They'll try, but you know, somebody can learn here, somebody can learn there. But smicha is a mechanism that if you could get rid of smicha, so then that affects so many other areas of Torah. Hadagadu rak ala smicha, mishum de davar zechashvu, tiyacholom avatal gamre. And that's something that you could get to totally. Ad olam, kivan da'ata ein samochim michadash. They knew if they get rid of it, it can't start again. Right, Talmud Torah, okay, even if they don't learn for 50 years, okay, and after that they'll start learning again. But once smicha is knocked down, right, you can only give smicha from somebody who's a samuch. And therefore, they thought this could be knocked out. Az smuchin hayishanim yamusu, umemela tespatel, dineknasas, dein dunim, elahas nismachim, valeka nismachim. So that's why the Dafka tried that. Right? That's what we know. Our Misara tells us that when Mashiach comes, he's going to get smicha from Eliyahu Hanavi, who's a samach. Right? And that's what he's going to go, you know, ish b'pi'ish, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we'll have the smicha. Aval shar dinim im yigzer aleihem shelo yadunu ein gzeirasam kayemes la'olam. It's not going to be forever. Ki achar dar ze yamus ha-kesar v'tespatel ha-gzeira v'yachzer v'yadunu b'hem. Ki Torah munechas b'keren zavas ve'inam b'teilam hadinim shalom. So Torah could have come back to. And also the Ben Yoyada, once we have it open, also says kasha. The kibun de gazru gamal anismach yehareg. Right, since the nismach is also chayav misa. So why does the Gemara say only Rav Yehuda ben Baba was given credit? Zachur latov. You know, what about the nismachin? The answer is because the nismachin were young and fast, and they weren't really risking as much, because maybe they knew they could get away. Aval bachurim v'giborim samchu al atzmam shelo yistachnu shem yargishu bam yivrchu ukitahavi hachi. But you know the somech, you know that he was older, he was going to do this, and he knew this would be it. So that is why he didn't. He was the one that's given the credit. He was what? He might be the instigator also. Even if everybody's involved in something, right? We don't always say that everybody gets the credit, right? There might be someone who is the one who is the one that's behind the move, and the other ones that are tagging along. Right? We've mentioned this by the Rashi and Parshas Noach, right? Shem and Yefes both did the right thing. They both covered their father. But Shem was the one that was the instigator, and that's why Shem was the one that gets the credit. Vayikach Shem v'Yefes as a simla. Rashi tells us, right, because it was Shem nis'amis b'mitzvah Yoser, and therefore Yefes did it, but he just went along with it. Another Rev Salvechik that we have mentioned, that Shem acted based on ethic, and Yefes acted based on etiquette. And ethics is ultimately what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, the ultimate divine ethic, and that's why he gets the credit. Yefes did it also, but he just went along with it. Again, nothing against him, you know, but he's not, that's not the ultimate way that we make our decisions. You know, if etiquette determined a different way, another time that he wouldn't follow. So here, it's not that chiluk, but again, it could be that Bidum and Bubba gets the credit because he was the one that was the instigator. He was the one that pushed them. He was the one that said that we had to do this. Says the Gemara. We continue. So what was the answer? So why did the Sanhedrin move out of the Lishkas HaGazis 40 years before? So that they wouldn't judge Dinei Nefashos. Why wouldn't they want to judge Dinei Nefashos? Continues the Gemara. My taima, kivan dechazu denefishi lehu rotzchin. Since they saw that there were so many murderers, velo yachli lemeidan, and they couldn't judge, amru mutav nikli bimakom amakom. Right. There were so many people who they would have to judge, and they said, better for us not to be there, ki hechi delo lechayvu, so that they wouldn't be chayiv misa. Who wouldn't be chayiv misa? Right, they saw it was so rampant, so they left. So the pashtus is, and the Rov Mefarshim assume, that this is so that the people who were chayiv misa wouldn't be chayiv misa, because Bezek can't judge unless they are together, and they are, as Rashi says, "Delo lechayvu rotzchim ktala," so that the rotzchim, the murderers, wouldn't be chayim misa. Dein done any nefashos. Afilu b'zeshu ketana shebechol ir elabes matshayis asanedu gadola biyishivasa ubakam yuchelavu lishkas agazis. The power that goes to all the other Bate Dinin to judge Dinin Fashas stems from the great Sanhedrin sitting in the lishkas agazis, and that power radiates out. And but if you don't have the source, so then it can't radiate out. Right, it sounds like that Rambam Bakidish HaChodesh we mentioned a couple of weeks ago. Only the Jews in Eretz Yisrael being there then give the power for the whole calendar to work all over the world. Right, if the Jews wouldn't be there, so then the whole thing would fall apart. So here too, they left because they wouldn't want, well, they'd be killing everybody left and right. Right, so that wouldn't be something that they would want to do, and therefore they left. The Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin quotes another idea that maybe the Sanhedrin didn't want to be Chayim Misa. If the Sanhedrin were in a place that they would be able to put people to death and they wouldn't be putting people to death, then they wouldn't be fulfilling their job. And maybe it would be Toler Talui Al Tzavarehem, right? And they would be responsible. That's another idea of Delo L'chaivu. Dichziv, because the Pasuk says, how do you know that a cup stems from the Lishka Sagazis? V'yasisa Al Piyadavar Asher Yagidu L'cha Min HaMakamahu. You will do based on whatever they tell you from that place. Min HaMakamahu. Malamed Shahamakom Gorim. Right, the Makam is Gorim. And therefore, you see, it only applies if they are in the Lishkas HaGazis. Tosfos deals with two points here. One, summary shown him also deal with this. The end of the Tosfos in Dibras HaMalamed. That pasuk is by Zaki Mamre. How do you know it applies to Kol HaTorah? That's by the rebellion of the Zaki Mamre, one of the Sanhedrin that goes against his fellow judges. How do you know that applies to all types of nefashos? V'im Tomer as Tosfos. Minalan Kpeida b'makom sharchai v'misa shalom b'zakin mamre. Tekrolok sivela b'zakin mamre. So Tosva says you have to, the Gemara understands that it was generalized. Tedarshinan, kalzmacha sanhedrin gadola b'mkoma, kedin eitzel mizbeach, az shoftim titin l'cha b'chol sharecha. They have the Mesorah. The pasuk is not only by Zakin Mamre, but it is by Kol HaTorah Kula, all dinin nefashis, that applies to. Number one. Number two is the first part of the Tosfos. Tosfos wonders, the makom is gorim, and therefore they have to be in Lishkas HaGazis. Is makom always a reference to Lishkas HaGazis? V'yim tomar, asked Tosfos, v'ha Yerushalayim nami ikri makom. Yerushalayim sometimes is also called the Makom. Go to the Makom regarding Achilas Kachem and Maaser Sheni. Right? So there you see all Yerushalayim is the Makom. So if they're in somewhere in Yerushalayim, that should be good enough. How do you know that it's limited? Ba-Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Right? That's eating Kachem and Maaser Sheni. The Yesh Lomar, says Tosfos, Delagabe Dina Nefashis, Lo Ikri Makom Elosh Kasakazis. Shoyse Chetzia Bakodesh Vechetzia Bachol. The Lushka the Gazis, which was half and half in and out, so that's the Mesorah, that's what Makom is. The Hainu Taima, Mishum Debin and Sanhedrin, Samuch Lishchina. Because you need the Sanhedrin next to the Shchina. Have a Rambam Avoda, please. So you see, Tosfos is saying that sometimes Makom means different things. Well, we mentioned this also. Again, a big Rav Soloveitchik day, third day. It's the third point. Rav Soloveitchik quoted that, as we know, I mean, it's obvious in the Psukim. But Lifnei Hashem, that phrase in the Torah means three different things. Lifnei Hashem could mean, sometimes it means all of Yerushalayim, sometimes it means Harabayis, sometimes it means the Azara. You have to Shech Karbanis Lifnei Hashem, that's only in the Azara. Right? You have to eat, the pasuk that we say Friday night, about the Chatzotzos for Kol Shofar, Hari Lifnei Melech Hashem, Lifnei Hashem. Right? So that's Harabayis. And then sometimes it means, like Tosfos says, Yerushalayim. Right? So how can you have the same phrase that means the same thing? And Tosfos, you have the same word, Hamakom, means all the, it means the same place, Avoda. So says Rav Soloveitchik, because the root of Kedushas Yerushalayim stems from the same source, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina resting, like Tosfos says, and it radiates out. And that's why, in a certain sense, it's all Lifnei Hashem. There's a more intense Lifnei Hashem and a less intense, but the Kedusha starts from within and then radiates out. It's fascinating. Some use that to explain the Kedusha, the difference between the Kedusha of Bayis Rishon and the Kedusha of Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon, right, starting from Yeshua ben Nun, it was from without to within. Yeshua ben Nun had the Aron, and they kept getting closer and closer and closer until the days of David, until the days of Shlomo, and ultimately, it went in. But the Kedusha of Bayis Sheni, it was the opposite. It started inside. They went and started building the base of Mikdash, then it went and radiated out. That might be the difference between Kibush and Chazaka in the Rambam. But this is the Makom of the Tosfos and the Lifnei Hashem that was mentioned. But again, that's the Tosfos, that the Makom could refer to all. But Tosfos says the reason that it's all called the Makom, as we just said, because you need the Sanhedrin, Samach Lashchina. Elokim Nisav, Badas, Kael. Right, the Tosfos continues. That's what we say later on. If you appoint an inappropriate judge, it's like you're appointing an asherah next to the mizbeach. And that's why you need the Shechina. The Rambam in Maaser Karbanos discusses that the root of Kedushas HaMikdash, again, the famous Rambam, the root of Kedushas HaMikdash is the Shechina. As Tosfos says here, the Rambam says in Beis HaBechira, in Perek Vav, V'lama Ani Omer, he's explaining why the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is eternal from the moment that the Beis HaMikdash Bayis Rishon was built, and why the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael is not, says the Rambam, L'fisha Kedusha of HaMikdash Yerushalayim Mipnei HaShchina, V'Shchina Eina Betela, V'Hari Omer, V'Hashimosi Es Mikdash Eichem, V'Yomer Chachamim, Ava B'Shashomamin, V'Kedushas En Hinomdim. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim is based on the Shechina. Like Tosfos says here, the Makom is the Shechina, and therefore that's eternal, and that is never batel. Right? The rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha is based on the behavior of Bnei Yisrael, Kibush Rabim, and therefore it could depend and go back and forth depending on the state of Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, there's a lot there regarding the Makom, but we will now continue. Says the Gemara last line. Says the Gemara, Me'o Ushmon and Vesulo, the Romans took over and subjugated Am Yisrael, and they ruled for 180 years before the Chorban, Vesulo, and that's it. Right, we're about to see that it wasn't 180, but it was 206. That's going to be the problem. V'yatani, Rav Yossi, Berebi, Malchus Paras, Bifnei Abayis, Shloshim Va'arba Shanas. Let's go through the years of Bayis Sheni. We know altogether Bayis Sheni stood for 420. Bayis Rishon was 410, Bayis Sheni 420. So Malchus Paras, Persia. Persia was first, right? Remember, Persia defeated Bavel, right? And that's the Purim story. Right, we have Persia. So Malchus Paras Bifnei Abayis Shloshim Va'arba Shana. That's the first 34 years. There is a line in Rashi here that the Mefarshim wonder about. Rashi on top. Bizman Abayis Bodo Banui La'achar Shebna'o Koresh. Nimshcha Malchusa Shloshim Arba Shanim. Koresh. Koresh was the original one that gave the permission. But Daryavesh, then it stopped for a bunch of years. Then you have the whole Purim story. Then it stopped. And Daryavesh was the one. But maybe it means the original process that Koresh started. But there wasn't actually Koresh that built it. So the first 34 years was Malchus Paras. Malchus Yavan Bifnei Abayis. Then the Greeks took over. Right? Alexander the Great. For how many long? Mea Vishmonim Shana, for 180. So we have 34, then 180. Malchus Chashmonai, and when the Jews, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, were able to defeat the Yavanim and have their own independence, as the Rambam says in Hilchas Chanukah, Malchus Chashmonai, Bifnei Abayis, Mea Vishalosh, 103. Malchus, Beis Hordis, Mea Vishalosh. So it was 103 and 103. So if you do the math, all that adds up to 420. And after that, Mikan Ve'elach, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Tzeva Chashov Kamashanim Achar Chorban Abayis. And then, that gives you, up until the Chorban, and then if you want to know what year you're standing in, so just add on. Add on the number of years since the Chorban, and then you'll know exactly what the amount is. Interesting, just thinking now, the line in the Rambam, in Hilchas Chanukah, when he says that the Jews got their independence back, the language of the Rambam, after he says, the Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, as we know, the Rambam says, "V'garu b'nei Chashbonai Akhonim Agdolim v'hargu v'oshiu yisom miyadam v'emidu melam adakonim v'chazer machos liYisrael yeser al matayim shana adachur ben hasheni." Right, so they had the Malchus came back to Yisrael. Again, it might not mean that there was another Malchus that was over them, but they had some type of control, right, for more than 200 years. So again, this Gemara says that after they took over, so there was 103, right, Malchus based the Chashmonai was 103, and the Malchus they heard was 103. So just over 200. Maybe that's why the Rambam doesn't say more. If it was like 250, the Rambam would have said it. The Rambam says, Yeser al matayim shana. So it's 206 exactly, if you want to do the math using this Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says, wait a minute, so let's think about this. Alma masan v'shishave. So if it came back 103 from the Yavanim, and l'chora, as the Gemara said on yesterday's daf, right, the Yavanim were defeated with the Jews and the Romans getting together, so that's 206, that's not 180. Right, 180, the Gemara says in the previous price, but here it says, do the math, 206 years before. So Alma masan v'shishave, v'at amrit mea v'shmonim ave. You said 180, but what do you mean? Here it says 206. Ella says the Gemara, Esrim v'shishanin kamu v'hem nusaya b'hadi Yisrael. As we said, for the first 26 years, the Romans kept their deal with the Jews and didn't enslave them and didn't subjugate them. V'lo ishtabdi b'hu, and they weren't mishabe them. V'amtu l'hachi lo kachashiv l'hu, and that's why it's not included in the phrase, k'shapashta machos arisha al Yisrael. Right, that's the discrepancy of 26 years. Right, 180 means earlier when the subjugation started, when the Romans didn't keep their word anymore. Right, while here, the adding the 26, that's when they originally, when they were still connected with the Romans before they subjugated them. Right, that's once they started not keeping their deal, so then there was no deal anymore, obviously, and then it was considered Pashta al Yisrael. Period. Amar Rav Papa. Says Rav Papa, we have a couple of discussions now of if you want to know what the date is. Amar Rav Papa. So just as a ha'ara, Rashi points this out. Rashi says there's something called a minyan ashtaros. Minyan ashtaros is a way of counting years. Minyan ashtaros is a Greek calendar that starts year zero is when the Greeks took over from the Persians 380 years before the Chorban. Right, that's when the Minyan Hashtaras starts. There's really a discrepancy of 6 years, but they say the first 6 years of their reign, it was really 386 before the Churban, right, if you do the math from before, but the first 6 years they didn't count. Why? Rashi quotes, because they weren't ruling over the whole, right, when the Greek Empire didn't take over everything. Right, Rashi quotes, Shayushay Shanim Mikutaos, Shalomochu Ela Be'elam. They were only ruling over Elam. And after that, it would spread. So that is why the Minyan Ashtaros, the Greek calendar, only started 380 years before the Churban, not 386 years. And again, which historical event happened at the end of those 6 years is a question, right? Some say that's when that story in Yuma Samach Tes happened with Alexander the Great and Shimon HaTzadik, right? When he was going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, right? Remember the Tzukim or the the ones that were put into Sancheriv put them into the Kusim. Like the Kusim said, told Alexander the Great, the Jews are rebelling against you, and he goes and he fights and he wants to fight them. And Shimon HaTzadik comes out that morning and he says, "Oh, you're my good luck charm. I see you. I have a vision of you every morning before I go to battle." And that's when the Beis HaMikdash was saved. So from then it started spreading. Whatever it is, after those first 6 years, that's when it is considered. Again, Alexander the Great. That's why there's so many Alexander or senders in the Jewish people from after that story. Right? The Medrash says that he asked that they use his name. Again, he was positive. He didn't last so long. He died young. But that is the maybe that is the story. But either way, so with that background, we're going to have to figure out, right? Rav Papa is going to tell us, let's say you don't know what the Hebrew date is, and you don't know how long since the Churban. But if you know the Greek calendar, you know 380 before the Churban. So all you have to do is, and we're assuming you know the century, you just don't know the other numbers. You know the three, right? You don't know, let's say you know the 1,000 that you're in and the 100 that you're in, you just don't know less than that. So the way to figure out the year is either subtract 80 or add 20. Right? Because if it's 380 before and you know which century you're in, so the way to get to the exact number of year that you're in is either to add 80, but it's easier to subtract 20. So that's what the Gemara is going to say. That's what Rav Papa is going to tell us. Amar Rav Papa, Itoy hai Tana v'lo yada prate. If the Tana, if you're not sure, and you don't know the prate, you don't know the more specific, you don't know the tens, and you don't know the units, kama have, l'shailu v'safra kamik siv, ask a sofer, what's the date, what he write, v'nitvi alayu esrin shnin, add on 20 years. Right, easier than subtracting 80. Umishkach le'chumre, and then you'll find the answer. Chumre literally means a knot, but you'll find your answer. V'simanech, and how do you remember this? Zeli Yesrim Shana Beveisecha. Right, by Yaakov Avinu. 20 years I've been here. So add on 20, that's the remes. Itoi Safra, and the other way. What if the sofer doesn't know what date it is? So ask the Jew. Itoi Safra, Nishaili Latana Kama Chashiv, ask the Tana, the Rav, what his count is, v'nivtzar mina esrin shnin, take away 20. Take away 20, and then you get the years of the minyan hashtaros. U'mishkach le'lechumre, and then you'll get your answer, v'simanech, and how do you know who adds and who subtracts? Safra betzira. A sofer always makes less. What does that mean? Sometimes there are some words in the Torah that are written chaser. Right? Sometimes you have to take away. That's the mesorah that we have. Tana Tosva. And the Tana is always most of things. Rashi says we have not only the Mishnah, we have the Tosefta. Right? We're Marbe, we're Doresh, we Darshan. You might say that it means all of Torah Sheval Peh. That's what we do. We add on to the Torah and add on to the Torah. So that's why how you know that the Tana is on 20 and the Sofer takes off 20. Next, Tana Deve Eliyahu. Once we're on the subject of dates, here it is. This line appears, as we said, two places in Shas. Sanhedrin, Sandi Zion, and Avodah Zarah Daf Tes. Tana Deve Eliyahu, Shisha Salafim Shana Havei Ha'olam. The world's going to be 6,000 years long. Shnei, what's going to be at the year 6,000? Kadosh Baruch Hu has it in charge. Hopefully we won't get there. Mashiach will come before. Shnei Alafim Tohu, Shnei Alafim Torah, Shnei Alafim Yimos HaMashiach. 2,000 years Torah, 2,000 Tohu, Tohu Vavohu, to 2,000 years Torah, and 2,000 years Yemos HaMashiach. What does that mean? Where's Mashiach been? It's been a while. We've been in Yemos HaMashiach. Ba'avonoseinu sherabu, through our sins, which are many, yatsu mehen, masha yatsu mehen. Right, what's come out has come out. Meaning, what can we do? We haven't been zochet to Torah. We've discussed this Gemara at length. It's amazing. Rashi doesn't talk about it here as much. He does a little bit. But Rashi has a little lengthier discussion there in Sanhedrin Sadi Zayin, where we think about what is anything significant happened at the year 2000 and at the year 4000. So the Gemara is about to talk about the year 2000, right? That was when Avram Avinu was 52 years old. That's what Gemara is going to say, Be'ez Hashem, in a few minutes. And therefore, Avram Avinu started spreading monotheism at the year 2000. That's when Tohu was filled the world, and Avram Avinu was about to bring Torah into the world. Torah doesn't mean Torah specifically laws, but the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's going to be Avram Avinu, and that Be'ez Hashem we'll get to in a few minutes. But what about the year 4000? The Gemara doesn't really focus on that as much. Did something happen at the year 4000 that was significant, that Torah ended and Yemos HaMashiach started? So Rashi in the Eretz Sanhedrin says no. Rashi says it's just that Yemos HaMashiach started. But Torah obviously didn't end. Right? Torah started, Torah never ends. It just has it to be parallel that something else started. Now you have potential for Yemos HaMashiach to occur. Right? It's interesting. The Gemara said that Chizkiyo could have been Mashiach. That was before. That was during Bayez Rishon. Right? So how could he have been Mashiach if he wasn't already, he was still in the years of Torah? Kodesh Baruch Hu could have worked it out. Right? To figure out that maybe only most of Mashiach is the B'dieved date, but it could have happened earlier. Either way, there are many times that Chazal tell us, and others tell us, that Mashiach could have come, but we weren't Zocha. But that's Rashi. But the Achronim, the Maharsha and that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Zayin, the Tartamima writes this also in his commentary on Chumash. No, something crucial happened in the year 4000. That's just about when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put together the Mishnah. Whether it was actually written or just put together, Machlokas Rashi Rambam. But either way, says the Maharsha, I'll read the Maharsha in Sanhedrin there. Quotes Rashi, and then he says, "Vanir lafarisha davar kipshutan ki beemes acher shagalu Yisrael galus gemura ein bahem Torah kidechsiv malka v'sareh bagayim ein Torah mikol makom kufayim beishanim acharar bayisheni mikri adayin miyeshnos Torah." Right, we'll get to that. 172 years afterwards, it's still Torah till you get to 4000. Ki oz hayu adar tanoim v'adayin lo nizdaldulu hayeshivas ad acher shemeis Rebbe, v'gavar agalas v'rabu atzaras v'kol yimei Torah, u'misham ve'elach mitoch agalas v'atzaras v'chol osozman roi lovo l'mashiach v'meichev l'mashiach mikri, z'meichev l'mashiach. And therefore, that's exactly when Rebbe lived, right? When Rebbe lived, and Rebbe put together the Mishnah, that's the end of Torah. And that is what is used by the Chazon Ish in Ilchaz Mamrim to tell us. That's why you can't argue on a Tana. That's why Namor cannot argue on a Tana. Yes, the Kesef Mishnah and Hilchas Mamrim and Reb Chaim, we've discussed, say that maybe they could, but they wouldn't. But the others say, no, this is the year 4000. All Yesodos, all bases of Torah were decided then. And just expand, all principles were decided then in the times of the Mishnah and expanded upon by later Mefarshim. I saw something recently amazing Ha'ara, and that is, you know, the part of the proof of the divine authorship of the Torah. And the Torah Shebaal Peh, which was also given at Har Sinai. Every other area of law, if you write an area of law, so that area of law is not going to work 1,000 years later. You're going to need, right, what about the Constitution of the United States of America? You constantly need to add on, and you need, what do you call it? Amendments. You have to have amendment this and amendment that. What do you mean amendments? The Torah was written thousands of years ago. There hasn't been one amendment. What, to change something? You have to apply the previous principles in the same way. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to No, you have to apply, right? You have a, right, what is it? Hilchah Shabbos. So, can you drive a car? So, that's, the rules are in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Right? It's just applying what's the definition of life? What's the definition of death? There's no new principles. We're applying the age-old, precedents that were stated already in the Gemara. And sometimes you have amazing stories in the Gemara. You're like, what does it have to do with me? And then a post-sick will take it and say, yeah, this is exactly the principle that you learned from there. And this is what applies in the very modern case. Right? The Torah doesn't have amendments. Dinin d'Rabbanan? Dinin d'Rabbanan aren't changing anything. Dinin d'Rabbanan are applying the previous principles to new situations. But not that the Torah has to be changed. The Torah is infinite. That's unbelievable. That the system of law that was written thousands of years ago still applies today. But again, the principles were made according to this before, by the year 4000, the times of the Mishnah. So again, there's a lot there. We'll see at the end if there's more time to come back to some of the other sources that we like to quote. But either way, let's continue. So the Gemara says, Shnei Alafim Torah Me'emas. So when was the 2,000 years of Torah? When did that start? What happened at the year 2,000? Right? Or what was the event of the year 2,000? Inema mimatan Torah hashta. Is it Maimon Har Sinai? Maimon Har Sinai? So Lekha Kulehai? No, it doesn't work. Is that enough? Right? Because as we know, Matan Torah was in the year 2448. Not in the year 2,000. So you're 448 off. Right? Dechi ma'ainis behu tre alfe prati dehai alfa hu dehave. Right? It was 2,000 years from then is after the year 4,000, if you would start from Maimon Har Sinai. Right? You're off. 2448 plus 2,000 is way after 4,000. So Ella, where is it from? Ella, and Rashi goes through more of the math here, Mei ve'es hanefesh asher asu b'charan. It's from that period, from when Avram Avinu started spreading monotheism. V'gemiri, and we have a Mesorah, to Avram, yehishaita bar chamshin v'tarti havi. Avram was 52. Avram was 52 years old. At the year 2000. Kama batsran, how much past the year 2000 was the Torah given? Midatani tana arba mea va'arboim v'tman yishnan havian 448. after the year 2000 was the year that the Torah was given, 2448. Ki ma'ayin es bei, meva ha-nefesh, asher asu b'charan, an matan Torah, arba me'av arbon, v'tma'an yishinin havyin, as we just said, from ha-nefesh, asu b'charan, went from the time that Avraham Avinu was 52 years old, at the year 2000, until matan Torah, there were 448 years. Good, that's the math from the Tana Devei Elio. Tosfos here discusses, gets into the dates and the ages of Avram Avinu from when he left Haran. And the Ramban has a long discussion of this at the end of Parshas Noach. Right? Did Avram Avinu leave Haran and then go back and then go twice? That's what Tosfos says here too. V'yavagav d'chsiv, Avram ben chamesh shanim v'shivim shanim v'tezem Haran, says he was 75 when he left Haran. V'esanefesh hazrasu b'Haran, and our Gemara says that he was, right, 48. There he says he was 75. Shteitzi is havi, says Tosfos. He left twice. Shahare bebris ben abasarim haya ben shivim. Va'az haya be'eretz Yisrael. V'shuv chazer l'charan va'asa isham chameshanim. He went back and forth. That's amazing. So he had been in Eretz Yisrael before Lech Lecha, according to that pshat. But now, and Avram didn't tell him, according to Chazal now, where he's going. Did he know he was going back? But the Ramban talks about this at length, as well as the other Rishonim. But the Nefesh Asubachar, interesting, Dvar Halacha, the Darkei Moshe in Hilchas Birchas HaShachar says, V'nire, de ger yachol avarech. What does a ger say in Birchas HaShachar? Right? Could a ger say shalom asani goy? It's not true. Hashem was ose oto goy. So what does a ger say? Says the Darkei Moshe, V'nire de ger yachol avarech she asani ger. He's allowed to say she asani ger. What do you mean she asani ger? Why? V'zenami mikri asiyah kamoshe ne'emar v'asanefesh asher asu b'charan. Becoming a believer is also called asiya, right? And that's why a ger could say that. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Also in Simin Mem Vav, the Ramah quotes this, right? Darkei Moshe, right? He says it here. Afilu ger yachol avarakach aval lo yomar shelo asani akum shari haya akum mitchila. Right? He shouldn't say shelo asani goy, but he could say shelo asani aved and shelo asani isha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting pirish yomar shayomar. And some argue, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'tamam d'lo shayach lomar she'asani d'hagir lo haisa ki imitzad b'chiraso hatova she'bachar b'daso emes. Right? Maybe you can't say that, right? Because it was Hashem didn't make you. You chose to become Jewish. So that's not an asiya. The Shulchan Aruch Harav here quotes both deis, and he says, "Ulefi divrei hamikubalim shebrachos elu hein al yitzias nishmaso balayla shlo nitzbak ba nishmas goy o eved o isha igam ger yochol avarech kein." Api Kabbalah, he can make these brachas because it has to do about every morning. It doesn't have to be shasani originally. It's that Hashem created me this morning, and I'm not an Eved this morning, and I'm not an Isha this morning, and so those. That's what the Alpiyah Kabbalah, he discusses that. Okay, that is the, a halacha about Vethanefesh HaAsu B'charan. Also important, the Rambam discusses, and the Midrashim discuss the exact ages of Avram Avinu at the different stages, right? We said the Gemara here says 52 by Vanefesh as also Bacharan. But if you remember the Rambam that talks all about Avraham's spiritual parade in Perak Al of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says, after he talks about how Avodah Zarah started, Kibat Shenigmal Eitan Zeh, right? Eitan is one of the names of Avraham. Kibat Shenigmal Eitan Zeh, Hizchil Shotet B'dayto, V'hu Katan, V'lachshov B'yom V'alayla. And he starts wondering about the sun and the moon, and he didn't have anybody to teach him. V'aviv imo v'chalam obdim avodah zarah. V'hu haya ovet imahem. The Rambam says, the Rambam was an ovet avodah zarah. V'libo mishotetu mevin, the Rambam says that Avram Avinu was an ovet avodah zarah. V'libo mishotetu mevin ashe isik derecha emes. V'haven kavat tzedek midaitu anachona. V'yada sheyesham eloka echad v'hu manig agalgo. V'hu bara hakol. V'ein b'cholanim sa eloka chutz bimenu. Pretty amazing that Avram figured that out. Unbelievable. That there is one God, he is the ruler, he created everything. V'yada shekol ha'om tohem. He realized that the entire world was wrong. Wow. V'davar shegaram lahem l'toz, zeh she'ovdim esakochavim esatsuros, at she'avad ha'emes b'daitam. The Rambam says, u'ben arboim shana, hikar Avram esbaro. 40 years old. Ben arboim shana. Kivan shehikir v'yad hischal hashiv chuvos al bnei or kastim v'chul, and he continues, starts teaching. etc. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, Yesh Agada ben Shalosh Shanim. Shenemar Ekev, Asher Shama Avraham Bikoli, Minyan Ekev. Right, Minyan Ekev, so the around the 172, right, Akev, he lived for 175, so he was 172, he followed Hashem, meaning the first 3 years he didn't. So he was an Oved of Adazara before he was 3 years old, according to that pshat, putting that with the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah says, how do you have all these ages? 3, 40, right, 52. So the Kesef Mishnah says the Pashup Shat. It was a process. Right, he recognized something at 3, and something at 40, and something at 52. It was a process. That says the... Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Ben Shalosh Shanim Haya Kishehischil Lachshov Ulashotet Machshavaso Lahakir Baro Avokshay Ben Arboim Hishlim Lahakiro V'Rabbeinu Kasav Eikar Shehu Gemar HaHakira Tenokshay Ben Arboim V'Tzarach Lomar Shehu Goreis Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina Darim Shavay Ben Arboim Shana Hikir Avam Is Baro V'Lo Ben Arboim Vishmona Kamo Shehu Bisvarim. He says maybe the Rambam had a different girsa. Got to work out the whole math question and if it was 48 and how it works out. But again, it was a process. Avraham Avinu had his process of coming to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, there's more there, but we will continue now. Second to last line. Amar Rav Papa. Itoi Tana. Next. Let's say there's a Tana of Lo Yada Prate Kamahave. Let's say you don't know how long it's been since year 4000. Yemos HaMashiach. So how do you figure that out? L'shaila l'safrei kamaksiv v'nitfei alayu arbon v'timnei. Right, then you should ask the sofer how much he's writing based on the Greek calendar, and then add on 48. U'mishkach le'lechumrei. And then you will come to your answer. What's 48? So Rashi here goes through. It's just three numbers. Rashi says, remember the sofer writes 380 years before the Chorban. Right, that's when year zero is, according to the Greek calendar. Yemos HaMashiach starts 172 years after the Churban. That's when year 4000 is, as we just said from the Mishnah, right, from the Marsha. 172 after the Churban is year 4000. So if you put 380 and 172, when does the Sofer's date start counting? And I'm living after the Churban. So I go over to a Sofer and say, what's your date? How many years has it been? So it's going to be, right, 380, 172, 552 years after he starts his count. That's the year 4000. 552. So there it is, 48, right? If you take away 48, so then you'll get to the year that you are in. So again, all together, it's 552, 380 before the Churban is when their year zero starts. 172 is the years after the Churban that year 4000 is. That's when Yemos HaMashiach starts, right? That's what we just said, around when the Mishnah was written. So 552 is the date of the Sofer. So if I want to get my year, I take away 48 and I get my year. That's how a sofer would get it from a, that's how a Tana would get it from a sofer. The Simanech, and how do you know, what's the way to remember that? Arba Mushmona Ir, you find a pasuk with 48, right? 48 cities of the Levium. The Itai Safra, and what about the opposite? Same thing. Nishaila Latana, if the sofer doesn't know, what the date is, he should ask a Tana, Kamak Tani, the Nifsar Minai, Arba Mushmona, he should add on 48, Umishkach Leila Chumrei, the Simanech, Safra, Betzira, Tana, Tosfa. Same thing. So the Sofer takes away, and the Tana adds on. It's either, again, 52, 48, depending on what you need to do, to add on or to take away. Amar Avuna Breid Yeshua, last one. Last question about forgetting the dates. Avodah Zarah Daftes. Haiman, Delo Yada Kami, Shani B'Shavua, Hu Omeid. What if you don't know, the year from the Churba you are, but you don't know which year of Shemitah, Be'ezah Shani Shavuahu Omeid. So what do you do? So the easy way to say it would just be, get the number of years and divide by 7, right, for the year of Shemitah you're in. But Rashi says you have to have the following assumptions. Rashi says here, right in the middle, on the side here, right across from where we are, number one, you have to assume that the year of the Churban was the year after Shemitah. Number one. The year after Shemitah, Motsoi Shemitah, year one, was the Churban. Number two, that the year of the Churban started after, right? The Churban was Tisha B'Av, so that year was not counted as a post-year Churban. That year was almost over, right? So you skip that year. Basically, Tishrei is when the year starts, the post-Churban, right? It starts from Tishrei. You don't count those earlier months. So it's basically 1 year. If you want to divide by seven to figure out what year Shemitah it is, you just have to add one and then divide by seven. Right, that's easy. The Gemara is just going to give us a little more complicated because sometimes it's hard to divide a large number by seven. So let's say you have a number like 790. So the Gemara is going to say you take 700 and then you take 90. And then you're going to divide each by seven. But wait, there's the year of Yovel in every hundred. So you have to add on an extra two, right, besides that. And then after you do all that, you could have just said divide everything by seven. But we will see. So the Gemara just says it in a little lengthier way. So Nitvi Chachasa, so there's one extra year, right? Because it was the year after Shemitah. V'nechshov klali biyovle uprati b'shavue. You klali means the hundreds because you get to how many yovels there are. Two extra years that you were going to have to add in for the yovels. Uprate, the tens and the units for the shmitas. V'nishkol mimei atrei, take two from every hundred. V'nishtei aprate, add that to the units. V'nechshuvinu leprate b'shavuei. And then you divide the praten by seven. V'yada kamishnei b'shavua. And then you figure out how many shmit, what year of shmita you're in. V'simanech, kizesh nasayim ha-ra'av, pekar v'aretz. How do you know they had two? Shnatayim ha-ra'av. Rashi also notes that this Gemara is assuming like the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda, there is a Machlokas Tanon, whether the year of Yovel counts as year one or it's a separate independent year. So the Gemara, Rashi says, our Gemara is assuming like Rebbe Yehuda. You see towards the bottom of the skinny lines. Rebbe Yehuda, de Amar, Shnas Chamishim Olo Lakan Olakan. Hishnas Yovel, Vishnas Tchilas Hashmita Haba. Right? If you didn't hold like Rebbe Yehuda, then you wouldn't have to take off two. Right, so then it says, if you all like Rabbi Yehuda, that's what you would have to assume. Period. There is a major machlokes rishonim. Again, it's a historical machlokes. The Rambam quotes both opinions in Hilchos Shmita of Yovel. When did they stop counting Yovels? Meaning between Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, right? When the Bnei Yisrael came back for Bayis Sheni, as we know, many Jews didn't come back. And the Jews were not in the places where their Shvatim. Not all Bnei Yisrael were there. And for Yovel, you need not only most of Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, but you need them in their proper Shevet spots. And the Rambam discusses in Perek Yud of Hilchos Shmita Yovel, so did they at least count Yovels in order to be able to count the right Shmitas? Even if the Halachas of Yovel didn't apply, or you just skip it. Like we know, Bizman Azeh, we just skip it. We just don't have Yovel at all. We just have Shmita cycles. 777. When did that start? So that is a major discussion in the Rambam. And the Rambam says, right, in the Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches, that's where the Rambam discusses. He quotes the Shita of the Gaonim. And again, there's a big discussion. The Rambam quotes the years of Shmita. Is that work with our years of Shmita? Again, we're not going to get into that right now, but again, that's an important discussion. Baruch Hashem Lamaisa, we have what we assume today, all of Klal Yisrael. Nobody argues with it, right? All of Klal Yisrael agrees, what is the year of Shemitah? Within what is Shemitah? All the halakha of the Shemitah is plenty of machlokas. But which is the Shemitah year? Nobody holds a different Shemitah year than what has been accepted upon Klal Yisrael over the past hundreds of years. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Achar arba meos l'churban habayis, after 400 years of Churban Habayis. Im Yom Alecha Adam, he lived before that. Im Yom Alecha Adam, kach sada, shava elef dinar, medina rechar. If somebody tells you a great deal, buy this field worth 1,000 dinar. For 1 dinar, lo tigach, don't buy it. Why? Because Mashiach's coming very soon. Don't buy it, Mashiach's coming. Rashi, al tigach, shehi keitza geula, vitekabetz lahara kodesh, lanach lasavosecha, v'lama tafsid a dinar. Why should you lose a dinar? Right, Rachman al-Litzlan, he was wrong. Was he wrong? Right? Maybe Mashiach could have come then. Right? Not that he was wrong, but he's noting, and he had such emuna that he thought that, everybody's going to make it. Everybody's going to get there and do what they need to do and do tshuva. And therefore, it's going to work. Right? The Ritva says, "Ulefi pirusho yeshlan alomar ubav onosenu sharabu yazmei mashiyotzev alonis kaimu divriyatana." According to that pshat. And the Ritva says, I find that hard to believe, because he said it's coming. Not just I hope it's coming. So the Ritva says, Lakach nira lafarish, sheima yoyodim ki laoso azman ru'uyin li gael, elen king garmo avonus merubim. Pashas, that's what Rashi means too. Right? They knew that Mashiach could come then. V'imrabu osam avonos la'akev ha-Mashiach shiru'uyim adarahu le'onesh shiyarbu akzeros aleim v'yotziu ha-karkos b'tachas yadon. Right? Either way, Mashiach's going to come, you're going to lose it. Or if you're, you know, if you're selling Gaulis, then you're going to lose it too, because the guy is going to take it. So either way, Mimon of Shach, says the Ritva. You know, it's, he was saying, it's not a good idea. Again, there is so much, you know, regarding the Chova to be Mamon and Mashiach. Again, whether, it's irresponsible to say, Bizman Hazeh. You know, Mashiach's coming this day, that day, when all the Kabbalists say, Mashiach could come, you know, any time. Right? And, via some Mashiach. V'av v'shis b'meya, achakelo b'chol yom, sheyavo. Right, b'chol yom, every single day, and that's what we daven. That's what we daven. The Rambam talks about this, and the Chavetz Chaim in many of his svarim talk about this, and we've discussed in the past what the source is. Where's the source for Emuna? Where's the source for Emuna? Right, Tzipisa Yeshua. One of the questions we're going to be asked. Right, where in the Torah does it say I have to believe in Mashiach to know that Mashiach is coming at some point? Fine. What about to hope for it? Where do I have to hope for it for? So we mentioned in the past the smak in Mitzvah Aleph that is part of Emuna Bashem. Just like Emunah B'Hashem is about that we believe that Hashem redeemed us from Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we have a chiyuv to know that He's going to, and we have to hope for it. Rav Sternbach, in the Mo'adim Muzmanim, in Chelek Hey, Simen Shinun Beis, he has a long discussion of what it is, and he says it's connected to the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam says, B'nei Yisrael will do tshuva. Right? That's a promise. Kodesh Baruch Hu promised us that B'nei Yisrael will do tshuva. See, is it connected to that? Connected to the fact that we'll do tshuva, you have to believe that, and hope for it, right? We have to hope that every Jew does tshuva very soon. And connected to that is the geula. That's what he, discusses in Veshata Hashem Elokecha, Veshmata Bekolo, Vechulu, Mefurish Medora Sein HaKadosha, Sh'anu Begolos, Bepnei Chataenu, Michovas Ha'emun, Elohamin, Sh'anu Ru'uyim Ligol, V'yigol Asonu Miyad Mamish, Im Nashu Ve'lov, and we have to do our best to be able to do that. Okay, again, there's a lot more by B.S. HaMashiach. B'mastisa Tana, let's just read the last braisa. Achar arbas alafim umasayim v'shloshim v'achar shana labrias olam. If you go year 4231, 4231, labrias olam, im yom alach adam kach l'chasada shove elef dinar v'dinar echad al tikach. Same thing, but he just gives a date. 4231. Ma'i b'nai v'gim b'nai v'tlashin d'mastisa tafya tlashani. Right, that works out to be 403 years after the Churban, if you do the math. Not 400, so there's a 3-year difference between what Rabbi Hanina said and what the Braisa says. But either way, Yimos HaMashiach is what we hope for every second. We yearn, and again, as we have mentioned in the Rambam, we don't hope for that day because there's going to be Nisim and Eflos, and that's not why we yearn for. That's not why we yearn for Mashiach. Maybe we'll end with the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says in the end of Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says, "Lo nisavu anaviim v'achachamim yimos haMashiach. Lo kedei sheyishlatu al kol haolam, v'lo kedei sheyerdu bagoyim, v'lo kedei sheyinasu osam amim." Right? Not that we'll be on top of the world, though that will help. That'll be nice, but won't be punished and victimized and hated. V'lo kedei lecho v'lishos v'lismoach, and not to have everything we want to eat and drink and be happy. Ella, all of those will be means. That's all will happen. It's true, but it'll be means. But the goal, Ela Kadeshi Pnuyim Betorah V'Chachmasa, that we can learn and learn the wisdom of the Torah and get close to Hashem in that way. V'lo Yalohem Noges Umevatel Kadeshi Yizku L'Chayolam Abba. That's the goal. The Rambam does say, Uba Oso Azman Lo Yisham Lo Ra'av Lo Melchama V'Lo Kin of Atachris. And there'll be Tova. V'lo Ye Esek Kala Olam. The whole Esek of the whole world will be Ela Ladas as Hashem Bilvad. Amazing. We can't fathom. Lefichach yu chachamim gedolim v'yodim dvarim stumim amukim. Because we'll be able to sit and learn and focus on that, we'll understand all the depths. V'yasigu das barom kifi koach adam. We'll be able to connect to Hashem and know the das of Hashem according to our potential. Shneamar, he ends that with quoting a pasuk in Yeshayo, ki malhar zdeas Hashem kamayim layam mechasim. That is the end of Mishnah Torah. That's how he ends. Safer shoftim. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue. Hushtara, but Hashem will continue on tomorrow's daf.